On Friday, Prince Edward County Council, in a vote 8-6, passed its 2023 tax-supported operating budget for $71.6 million and its rate-supported operating budget for $11.4 million. Under the tax-supported stream, Council authorized around $25.3 million for general government purposes, which include council costs, government administration costs, and external agencies like public health, libraries, and community grant programs. Around $10.4 million for protection services, which include OPP police services, fire rescue services, and bylaw and regulatory administration enforcement. Around $11.7 million for transportation services, which include engineering costs, annual road maintenance, parking control, and the county transit public bus services. Around $3.2 million for environmental services, which include waste, organics, and recycling collection. Around $3.6 million for health services, which include ambulance services contracted with Hastings County, and maintaining pioneer cemeteries. Around $8.4 million for social family services and affordable housing, which include the annual costs associated with maintaining the H.J. McFarland Memorial Home long-term care facility, as well as the Affordable Housing Corporation. Around $5 million for recreation and cultural services, including yearly maintenance of community halls, centers, parks, museums, marinas, and harbors. Around $3.1 million for planning and development, which include costs associated with processing planning applications, as well as tourism management. Around 33% of the $71.6 million will be funded by non-tax revenues, while the rest will be funded by a roughly 5% increase to the tax levy. County staff explained that inflation and supply chain issues are to blame for the increased external agency and vendor costs associated with meeting established municipal standards of service. Under the rate-supported stream, Council approved $11.4 million worth of funding for water and wastewater operating expenditures, including the filling of the soon-to-be-complete Wellington Water Tower and transfers to related capital reserves. Regarding additions and subtractions to the budget during deliberations, Council approved a $350,000 expanded municipal financial relief grant program and authorized the hiring of an in-house municipal lawyer position because of potential savings it would bring to the county's external legal spend. As well, Council authorized $340,000 worth of additional road shouldering and spot repair funds for the worst-off county roads. Two previously approved municipal debt finance projects were dropped by Council, including the $43 million earmarked for the H.J. McFarland Memorial Home redevelopment due to the municipality withdrawing from the province's accelerated funding program because of finalized planning not being ready. County staff, along with many other municipalities, hope to pursue a hoped-for second round of provincial long-term care accelerated redevelopment funding. Council also dropped its debt-financed order for a wheel loader replacement vehicle to the tune of $308,000. Some tension manifested during the final hours of budget deliberations as motions were attempted to limit the cost of living adjustment, COLA, for non-union municipal staff and councillors, which currently sits at 6.3% based on the Consumer Price Index. Concerning non-union staff, Wellington Councillor Corey Engelsdorfer proposed a motion to set their COLA at 4% for a savings of $224,000. Amongst the responses, Steve Ferguson had the following to say.
No, I'm going to join my fellow councillors in opposing this. A deal is a deal. But more importantly, over the certainly over the course of the last term and into this term, we have been developing a much stronger relationship between council and our staff members. And it's evidenced in, I believe, greater morale amongst our staff. We also owe everybody, whether union, non-union, the gratitude of our ratepayers for the work they undertook over three extraordinarily difficult years as a result of COVID. Not to mention the flood, but I can't walk away from an agreement that we made in good faith.
Concerning council, Councillor Engelsdorfer proposed a motion to set COLA for the councillors at 3% for a savings of $15,000. Here is a sample of the debate from council that the motion caused.
And taking a pay cut, which that this essentially is hard to bear for households that have less. For households that have more, you have the option. There was one councillor last term that pretty much donated everything he ever earned from the county because he didn't need the pay. Some of us do in order to participate in this process. But they can do exactly that. They can use it to strengthen our community, but not to weaken the ability to participate in this incredible job.
I see it as grandstanding and virtue signaling and heaping on factionalism, which this council is proving to be the most factional I've seen in my time here so far, and this is not helping.
My personal feeling is I ran in this election knowing what the set salary was. I was not familiar that we had a COLA system in place. After, I cannot support an increase at all.
Sitting in the position of wanting more diversity on this council, I think it is important a pay increase come. But I also have been having a really hard time swallowing it coming right after an election.
First of all, the policy for not an increase in pay, but a cost of living allowance for councillors has long been in place. So it was known that cost of living would be factored in. But if we want to end up with a council of those that this salary maybe means very, very little to their financial position, then this is the signal that we should send. However, if we want to encourage a more diverse socioeconomic age demographic council, then this is the very wrong message to send.
Coming in at less than cost of living, that compounds going forward. That means next year and the year after, we're several points behind, and that is not going to encourage anybody to think that this is worth doing.
$15,000? Come on. It's grandstanding. I'm just going to call it out for what it is. 4 years, I have had not one person that didn't stand up and say, I don't know how you do it for what you're getting paid. I would not want your job for what you're getting paid. But I want to remind you, this is not about giving ourselves a raise. Never has been. It's about keeping pace with what's happening in the world. And we are setting ourselves up for making it more difficult for others that aren't an old white guy.
This council didn't elect nobody to sit on this council. It was the residents of Prince Edward County who elected this council.
Both motions narrowly failed before council passed its operating budget with 8 out of 14 votes. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.